Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here along with Dave Benton sitting in for Tom Crawford. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Playing your favorite song, Dave. Fire up Chips Time. I'm very happy to welcome in a longtime friend, Dan Enos, former Michigan State quarterback, assistant coach, and just a matter of time before he got this opportunity now in beginning year one with the Central Michigan Chippewas. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. How's everybody doing?
Just fine. Well, you know, Benton's been excited about this. I've had to memorize the Chippewas depth chart this summer. So, Dave, why don't you start off? I know you only have about 380 questions for Dan.
You know, it's more like 260 is what I have. Okay. Dan, I'm actually kind of curious with the overhaul that you guys have with roster this year, that the defense really being what I saw in the spring game, strong on the offense, has that been a tough mental approach for your team to shift over to the defense really being the anchor?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of very good players with a lot of experience back on defense, and as we all know, I think during the spring when you only have limited opportunities to practice, I think defense is always a little bit further ahead, but you know, our experience has been that when your defense is good, you usually have a pretty good football team. So the spring was very good. It was very much give and take back and forth. There were days where the offense dominated the defense, and then there was days where the defense dominated the offense, which I think is a sign of a good football team. And then obviously in the spring game, you're absolutely correct. Our defense played very well, and as we went back and evaluated that particular game, the one thing that stood out was our defense's ability to make tackles. We only had one explosive play the entire game, and when you do that offensively, if you can't generate explosive plays, it's tough to score points. And our defense had was in a lot of opportunities where they had one-on-one matchups with a guy with the ball in a lot of space, and our defense was able to make tackles. And so that's a very, very good sign for us. And our defensive coaching staff just did a phenomenal job this spring. Not only getting our system installed to the players with new terminology and some new schemes and those things, but they got them to play with an attitude and really, really run into the ball and swarm into the football and playing defense like like as I've experienced throughout the years, good football teams do.
Dan, you've always been big on preparation. You were as a player, and of course, you were as an assistant coach. Part of what made you such a good recruiter, too. But in terms of the culture and what you've experienced up there, what is the biggest surprise so far?
You know, I can't really pinpoint one thing that's been a surprise. I'll tell you one thing that we've talked about with our staff and some people that are very close with the program. I've said this over and over again, and this has been one of the best summers. And I'll knock on wood because we're not through it yet. But as far as it's been very uneventful, meaning that our players have been on campus going to summer school. Our entire team, our entire freshman class, has been there for 2 weeks now. Plus, our entire football team started what we call our bottom line program in the middle of May, and we've had unbelievable participation. We've had unbelievable effort. And the guys are very, very focused, and this is definitely a group of young men that are used to winning. You can tell that, and they're used to doing things the right way, and they want to do the things that you have to do in the off season to prepare themselves, to put themselves in a chance to be to win the MAC championship. And right now, our players and our strength and conditioning staff are just doing an outstanding job, and that's been a very not a surprise, but it's just been wonderful for our coaching staff to see and to know that they're that dedicated and it's that important to them to do things the right way on and off the field and to put themselves in a position. You know, just because you work that hard doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but in our opinion, it gives you a chance to compete and it gives you a chance to be successful.
We're talking to Dan Enos, head coach of Central Michigan University. And Dan, a tough loss you guys had right around the spring was running back Brian Schroeder, who I thought could have been a very good running back. He left for personal reasons. That leaves you with Paris Cotton and a lot of guys behind him. Is Cotton going to be getting most of the carries? Or are you guys going to do it by committee? How are the running back situation going to work?
Well, you know, that, that's a great question, and I don't think we have that final answer yet through just spring practice. Paris Cotton had a very good spring. And he's had a very, very good summer. He's been a young man that, you know, as you come into a job, people around tell you about him, you know, that he's been up and down, and you know, and he hasn't been the most mature guy and things like that. But he's been very mature, showed a lot of maturity. He's in very good shape. He had a very good spring, and we've been very happy with the way he's developing. You know, but there's a guy by the name of Carl Volney who's going to be a senior who played last year, and we really, really like his versatility. He got injured in the spring and didn't end up playing the entire spring, so we haven't seen exactly what he can do yet. But when he was in there, we really, really liked the way he catches the football, the backfield, and the way he runs his routes, and I think he gives us a different dimension. And then there's a young man named Zerlon Tipton who got hurt last year as a true freshman, was playing on special teams and broke a bone in his hand and actually was able to get that redshirt year back, and he missed the entire season last year. And he's a back that is a little different than what we have. He's a 6'1" and a half, 218-pound back that can run. And he had the entire year off, so when we started the spring, he was very rusty. But by the end of the spring, we all thought that maybe he was coming around to maybe be one of our best running backs. And then you throw in a guy by the name of Tim Phillips, who's an explosive guy. And we think we have really right there four guys that went through the spring. They now have a very good grasp of our system. And we're going to just lay it out there for them in fall camp and kind of see where it goes. But I would be a venture to say that I can't see in a crystal ball, but there'll be more than one guy that you'll see out there, because I think all of them bring a little something different to the table, and I think all of them can have a role and help us in different ways.
Dan, as you know, and as I'm sure you remember from Tico Duckett and Highland Hickson, it's possible to win a championship without having one guy carry the ball all the time. You don't have to have Javon Ringer carrying the ball every play. But in terms of a quarterback, you do need to have a clear, established leader. Can you talk about life after LeFevre?
Yes. You know, we have a guy by the name of Ryan Radcliffe who, you know, we kind of thought separated himself through the spring. And he's a guy, he's got 3 years left to play. He's a big guy. He's got a very, very strong arm. And we really like the, you know, his, you know, talk about preparation. He's a guy that's very focused. He's tough. He's smart, and he had a very good spring. We were very, very pleased with the way he developed. Behind him in the spring, we had two other guys, Derek Reifenberry and A.J. Westendorp, and you know, both those guys improved greatly. A.J.'s a freshman who had a back problem, and we didn't even think he was going to be able to go through the spring, and but he was able to tough it out. He's a tough guy. He's from Holland over on the west side of the state, and he went through spring and got better, and all reports that we're receiving right now from our training staff and strength and conditioning staff is that he's getting himself back to 100%. So I don't think we've seen really AJ yet, our staff, at 100%, and we look forward to seeing him in fall camp. And then we brought in a junior college quarterback. Brandon Fricke is his name, and he arrived on campus for the first session of summer school in May. So he's been on campus for almost 2 months now. In our strength and conditioning program and going through summer school. When I got the job in January, he was a guy that I was receiving numerous phone calls on as we were going through this looking for a quarterback from some people I know out of the West Coast, the Johnsons, you know,
right.
Rob Johnson and Brett Johnson, who do the Elite 11s. And,
right.
They've known Brandon for a long time, and actually Brandon Fricke worked out with Rob Johnson and Colt McCoy and Zach Robinson and some of these guys who were going through the draft. He worked out with those guys all winter. He actually even worked out with Kirk Cousins out there for a couple weeks. And, you know, Brett, who I've had a long-lasting relationship for a long time, he's turned me on to a couple quarterbacks over the years, and every time those guys do, they're pretty accurate. They know quarterback play. And
right.
They just couldn't say enough things about Brandon. So we didn't want to make a decision because we didn't know what we had during the spring. But when we saw AJ had a back problem, and we thought that might, you know, all of a sudden if AJ hurt his back, we'd be down to Derek and just Ryan Radcliffe. We just thought we need to bring in a guy for some depth. And, you know, so Brandon Fricke's in the mix, and he's on campus. And we've been very, very pleased with the way he's handled himself. He's a very mature young man, very, again, very smart, very good player. He actually played 5 games. This past year as a junior college, and he had a shoulder injury, which cut his season short, which I think was one of the reasons why he didn't get recruited a lot harder, but we feel very fortunate that we have him in the program.
Dan, as I'm looking at this schedule, and obviously the out-of-conference schedule is tough with Northwestern, Virginia Tech, and Navy, but I look at some of the conference games and having a home game against Western, Bowling Green, Miami. It's a workable schedule, in my opinion. Do you feel the same about that, and what is your guys' expectations exactly for this season, despite all the roster losses?
Well, I agree with you, and we agree with what you said. We think it's a very good schedule. You know, it doesn't matter what league you're in or where you're at. You have to win some road games, and you know, we want to make, obviously, first and foremost, we want to make sure we win our opener. That's our number one goal. We want to win our opener so we get off on the right foot. Then, you know, if you can win your home games, and then we've got some tough conference road games. You know, we got to go to Temple. We got to go to Northern Illinois, and you know, and then obviously, no matter where you play on the road, in your conference is going to be difficult. But we feel very, very good about where we're at. We feel good that maybe some of the so-called experts out there aren't picking us to win our league, and we feel we're in a great position. We're going to sneak up on some people because I know this. I know that we've got good young men on our team. And we've got a lot of guys that played a significant role on their last couple championship teams that are back, and I know we got a lot of guys on our campus right now that just they have a kind of a chip on their shoulder that they think they want the world to know and the country to know that, hey, you know what, we lost some good players last year's team, but this is just not a good football team. It's a good football program, and they take a lot of pride in the CMU program and the tradition and. You know, we're gonna make sure. Obviously, we go out every week, and you're gonna see guys playing very hard and laying it on the line every week.
Dan, I know you've got you hope 13 games to play this season, and you'll take care of that business first. But have you given much thought to what it's going to be like when, with the green blood that's coursed through your veins as a player and an assistant, you line up against Michigan State?
I've got to be honest with you. I have not spent a whole lot of time thinking about that because they're not on our schedule this year, Jack. But I've been. You know, and this is the truth that we've just been so focused and entrenched on getting our football team ready to play. And you know, it's like Plaz Presnell, who's our football operations director, who's been at CMU for 27 years. You know, we come in and every day he says, "Hey, let's just try to make our football team better today." And that's kind of what we've adopted. At least our staff has it. Every day we go in the office, we want to try to make our football team a little bit better that day. And so I haven't spent a whole much time thinking about those guys. We just want to make sure that we can, again, you know, have a great fall camp and play well in our opener against Hampton. And then next year when we line up against those guys, we'll obviously be thinking about that a lot harder. But stay in touch with a lot of those guys on that staff. They're my good friends. They're great people. And, you know, I wish them nothing but the best. I know they're going to have a very successful season.
Dan, one more question. Obviously, when a team gets a new coach, a lot of times the system changes, the look of a team changes. Give everybody who's listening an idea of what Central Michigan is going to look like, both offensively and defensively from a scheme point of view.
Yeah, I think offensively, I think even if the coaches wouldn't have changed, offensively I think you would have seen a different approach this year. And what I mean by that is that, you know, Dan LeFever was such a special guy. You know, he rushed for almost 1,000 yards last year on top of the way he can throw the football. And, you know, you've got Antonio Brown, who not only created explosive plays in the passing game, but they handed the ball off to him a lot
right. On
different runs. And, so I think that losing those two guys, you know, your system's going to be based on the personnel that you have. And you want to make sure that you're doing things that the guys around the field can do. So sometimes it may change here and there. I'd say offensively, we're going to be a wide open offense still. You know, we're a team that we want to be very balanced between the run and the pass, and you know, we want to throw the ball and be balanced and create explosive plays throwing the ball. We're going to have a quarterback, if it is Ryan Radcliffe, that is very, very good passer, and you know, we're going to try to take advantage of some of his abilities, and we've got some skill guys that we feel good about getting them the ball. We got a good tight end with David Blackburn that we'll utilize, and. Mm-hmm. You know, we think we have a very, very good offensive line. You know, we have seven offensive linemen that return that played a significant role last year on last year's 12-win team. So, if we're going to be good somewhere, that's a good place to start. So, hopefully we can be balanced and run the ball effectively, which will make our passing game that much better. And, you know, we'll be I think we'll be very multiple. I know we will be. We'll be in empty sets. We'll be in two-back sets. We'll be in one-back sets. We'll be in the shotgun. We'll be under center. And we're gonna be very multiple and hopefully not give defenses a chance to figure out what we're doing all the time and keep people off balance. And defensively, we're going to be a team that's going to play fast. And, I know a lot of the people out there like to say they're going to blitz a lot and do all this and that. And I don't know if we're going to do that. I think it'll be based on our game plan. But I know this, our coaches on defense have done a tremendous job of getting our players to play fundamentally sound and to play hard. And I think when defenses play fast, they play better. And one thing we're going to take pride in is not giving up big plays. And just as I mentioned from our spring game, when you only can generate one explosive play in a game, you're not going to score many points. And if we don't let people get behind us and we can tackle people and limit people to have explosive plays and make offenses move the ball, nickel and dime you all the way down the field, eventually they're going to make mistakes. And so our defense will be very multiple. You'll see four down fronts. You'll see three down fronts. You'll see zone pressures, man pressures, like everybody's got these days. But, we feel very, very good about our defensive staff. Joe Tumpkin, our defensive coordinator, has spent the last 2 years at the University of Pittsburgh with Phil Bennett and Dave Wannstedt as a linebacker coach, and he was with Phil Bennett before that. And, he's had great mentors and great pedigree, and he's been a defensive coordinator before. And then you throw in Kyle Nystrom, who's been a defensive coordinator at different stops and been very successful. Mm-hmm. And he's also worked at TCU for Gary Patterson, who they were just, obviously outstanding on defense year in and year out.
He was at Western Michigan too, right?
Absolutely. And then you throw in Kirby Cannon, who not a lot of people know him, but Kirby and I worked together way back at Northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And Kirby was our defensive coordinator there for many years, and he's been a head football coach at a Division II school.
Right.
It was at Western Illinois when they were in the semifinals twice in the 1AA playoffs way back in the late 90s. So we've got just an outstanding staff of guys who are very experienced, and they've seen it all. They've prepared against spread teams, two back teams, option teams, and they just bring a wealth of knowledge and experience to our defensive side of the ball. And so, obviously, we feel very, very good about the scheme and also about the way our guys are getting coached.
We know Central Michigan will be very well coached. Dan, I have to ask you one more question. I know we're up against the break here, but I think back, it's been 20 years, believe it or not, since you were the most valuable player in my all-time favorite Michigan State football game. And that was number one versus no one, and no one won that day, 28-27. And maybe the quietest I have ever heard, Michigan Library, better known as Michigan Stadium. And your memories of that day and exactly what was going on the field?
Well, it's funny you say that because this game, I think they just played it on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
Because every time they do that, my cell phone blows up.
Yeah.
We were actually traveling to my in-laws with the kids, and my phone just started going crazy. And I was getting text messages from not only my family, but players here at CMU that were watching it. Coaches, players I coached and recruited at Michigan State were texting me as well. And my wife goes, that darn game's not on again, is it? And I go, yeah, how'd you know? But it was, I have a lot of fond memories of it, obviously, because we won. It was just, it was a great day. I just remember one thing I always remember, and maybe this is the coach in me at those days, I just remember what an outstanding job Coach Perlis and his staff did preparing us that whole week. And we had a tough loss against Iowa the week before at home. And I'll never forget the way that Coach Perlis and the staff handled that week, and they really got us in the right frame of mind to walk in that stadium and win that day. And I'll never forget that. And I really feel that that's why we won the game, was the way our coaches approached it. And they knew we had a good football team. They knew we had a lot of good players. And I think they knew that the big thing was just getting us in the right frame of mind to play that day. And Coach Perlis and his staff did a great job of that. And to me, that's why we won the football game.
As I always tell my partner, Tom Crawford, maybe the greatest pass defense in history by Eddie Brown.
That's right.
On that two-point conversion. Dan, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck. We'll talk to you during the season.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
We'll be right back with more The Jack and Tom Show.